For those people who generally avoid music made on laptops, the name Flying Lotus may sound like a kung fu movie or a yoga position. But for those in tune with underground hip-hop, Flying Lotus is a household name, and his latest release, Cosmogramma, may just take him out of the underground, as Drew Tewksbury reports.
Lately, Flying Lotus has been making a lot of noise. Music bloggers, hip-hop heads, and even the New Yorker magazine look to his last two albums as guideposts to the future of hip-hop. Tom York, frontman of the acclaimed band Radiohead, handpicked Flying Lotus to open one of his solo tours and even lent his voice for a track on Steven Ellison's new album. Ellison has earned the props by trying to come up with a new sound.
I come from a hip-hop place, so it's hard for me to stray away from that, but I guess there's a lot of rules in hip-hop that we're trying to break now.
For years, he traded tracks with other budding DJs and played music in nightclub parking lots. Then, the scene got organized at a club in L.A.'s Lincoln Heights neighborhood.
There was this party that started called Low End Theory that was geared towards the sound, more of a producer's lounge, basically. If you got talent and you got tracks and you hang out enough at Low End Theory, you know, someone will hear something and you can do something.
For Ellison and his friends, that something is called beat music. And it's not just for dancing, says Low End Theory co-founder William Benjamin Bensusan, a.k.a. the Gaslamp Killer.
Beat music, it's all about the music like jazz. There was no singers before. It was just instrumental, a three-piece, four-piece, you know what I'm saying? That's the raw backbone of music, and that's what beat music is simplicity.
Steve Ellison has jazz in his blood. His great aunt is the late Alice Coltrane, the jazz musician, composer, and wife of the legendary John Coltrane. On his latest release, Ellison chose to explore his musical lineage after tragedy struck his family.
Right when I started working on it, my mom passed away. Really unexpected, and it just changed everything, man.
To cope with his mother's sudden death, Ellison turned to the songs of Aunt Alice for guidance.
I listened to my aunt's stuff, and I could hear why she made this devotional music. I could hear her dealing with John Coltrane's passing in her music. It made sense to me, you know, and that was something I really tried to capture as well.
But Alice Coltrane wasn't the only family member that helped Ellison. He also turned to her son and his cousin, jazz saxophonist Ravi Coltrane.
I happened to be in Los Angeles for a few days, and I basically went to his apartment and recorded my tracks right there in his crib. Got that kind of great ability, you know. It's like a painter, you know. You've got one color and then you can add another and change that particular shade and change the energy of it all. So I was, you know, just one layer in this very wild composition.
This wild album was also a wild emotional ride for Ellison.
Having gone through a lot, you know, good things, bad things, it was thank God for music. It was there, you know, to let all these ideas out.
His fans might say the same. For NPR News, I'm Drew Tewksbury in Los Angeles. Explain to see you.
you can hear all of Flying Lotus's new album and get an introduction to the L.A. beat music scene at nprmusic.org.